This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breaking Thursday, the 15th of December, as Jennifer knows, the Ides of December are upon us. Do you remember the reference to the Ides of March, Jennifer?
I do, and actually, do you know that that story warms my heart a little bit, Dougie?
But the Ides of March?
Do you remember why?
Because Julius Caesar, the fact that, not Julius Caesar, well, let's see, he was behind it, but Et tu, Brute.
That's right.
Because it was Brutus that was the bad guy in that whole reality. And so the Ides of March usually refer to something that's negative. Although I think today we can look at things very positive.
Do you want to know why it warms my heart? I mean,
no.
You can tell me why,
yes, I do.
What it means.
I don't know why. Why
does this involves you, Dougaroo.
That's when you started working with me?
This is one of the first, that was maybe the first question you ever asked me on this program 10, almost 11 years ago.
So my act hasn't changed in 10 or 15.
Not much.
Is that what you're saying? There was to be changing.
No, I was actually trying to be kind. I wasn't trying to call you
Thank
out
you
for having a stale
nice.
Routine. No.
Thank you, sweet. That's very nice. Okay, so there's Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria Killen and all of us are here to provide you with information, food for thought, et cetera, et cetera. The holiday season is upon us. I don't know whether people consider this to be good news or not. I kind of do, frankly. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates for the first time in a long time. And the reason that they've done it is because they say they have a lot of faith in what's going to happen in the near future. So maybe it brings a little inflation. Maybe it'll cost you a little bit more to buy things, but the labor market is tightening, and there are a lot of good signs. Look at the stock market, right? Over 20,000 yesterday. It dropped off a little bit toward the end of the day, but the people who didn't want to have Trump in for whatever the reason, and maybe I think it has to be considered that this is this Fed move and the look at the numbers from Wall Street, whether it's the Dow Jones Industrial, the Standard & Poor thing, whether it's there's another indicator, but it doesn't make any difference. You look at all of them, and they're very strong. So it's a good holiday season, too. There are a lot of people spending a lot of money. Businesses are saying that they're in good shape. There is so much stress on UPS and FedEx. I don't know whether you consider that to be good or bad. It's a good sign because people are spending a lot of money. First time this much money has been spent since before the 2008 breakdown of our economy. And so whether UPS and FedEx were ready for it or not, apparently there are hundreds and hundreds of people, both UPS and FedEx hired hundreds and hundreds, but not enough, because they didn't expect there to be this much shipping going on. Some people, I'm looking at the stats here, UPS Express has delivered 90% of its packages on time so far. Last year it was 93% at this point. So there's a chance that, and this started right at, at Black Friday. I'd go to you, Jennifer. How much stuff have you bought online, and how is it? Do you specify how you want it shipped? Do you want it UPS, FedEx, or just get it there before Christmas? What do you say to the people that are taking the order?
Typically, well, usually when and by the way, I did 100% of my Christmas shopping online this year.
Wow.
Yeah. After we got off the air on Black Friday, I sat and did a lot of shopping online.
Did you?
And usually, depending on the retailer, they already have the type of shipping that you're going to get. I mean, you don't really get to choose.
Mm.
But I just, you know, I have my packages dropped off. I've been very lucky, knock on wood. Nothing's disappeared from my doorstep, and everything's come. I haven't had anything get lost, so. It seems to be doing okay for me.
All right, Victoria, how about you? What's happened with you and your preferences for spending?
Oh,
what happened to Victoria? So I heard a...
I know.
The very nice. Yeah. All right. Well, there's obviously a technical flugel there. Anyway, the other thing that I think goes with this time of year, spending money, there are a lot of people who are not saving, and they say, well, this isn't the time of year to save. We are spending because we want to buy presents. It's something that's important to us. I think
it's
Americans
easy to
have
go overboard. That's true.
Well, the thing that bothers me is there isn't a lot of this in school. Americans are not learning personal financial skills. As a matter of fact, in our country, only 17 states require that high schools teach money and business skills, which is something that I think every single high schooler ought to have. Think of what your experience. I'm assuming that you took some of this stuff, Jennifer, when you were in school. I did. Because I wanted
to. I didn't, actually. You know, it's really strange. Math was always the tougher subject for me. English was no problem. History, no problem. But when it came to math, that was always something I struggled with a little bit. And when I went into high school, the only thing that got me a lesson in actually, like, real math is that I went into this math program that was sort of in between grade levels, sort of.
Yeah,
and in
right.
that program...
Yeah.
What
okay.
was that? They actually taught me how to balance a checkbook and how to do it. But most of my friends did not do that because they were fine with math and they were okay with it. And so they missed out on that experience. I totally agree with you. I think it's sort of the new age, like, home ec. It needs
yes.
to be these basic skills in how to run a household,
yep.
what how to do your taxes, how to
yep.
balance a checkbook. I mean, all the
yep.
stuff that no one has any idea how to do.
We have really low marks when we are compared, our country's compared to other countries that are progressive around the world, countries like Australia that is number one, actually, on this list. Personal finance is part of the official curriculum at every single school. So we struggle with money skills here because there's no budgeting, there's no knowledge, they don't know
right.
how to, they, we, you.
And there's other weird
spending.
Priorities, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, maybe there are other academic things that are important, but when you start looking at some of the electives that people take, this
yeah.
kind of stuff, like how to fix something,
right.
and these tend to be the classes that the public schools get rid of quick, you know,
yep.
faster,
right.
like get rid of
yeah.
shop or whatever. Forget baking a souffle. Let's talk about, you know, how to file your tax return.
How do you change your flat tire?
Exactly.
For both men and women, the basic things. So, Victoria, we had a little bit of a kerfuffle there. What's your experience in terms of Jennifer and I? You may have heard us talking about getting stuff, buying stuff, having it shipped, et cetera, et cetera. Have you done everything, and how much did you buy online, and how much of it has been shipped and you know is where it's supposed to be?
Well, so far, 100% I've bought online. I haven't really received much stuff yet because a lot of companies are doing free shipping, and then they make sure it gets here by, like, the 21st of December. So
yeah.
I'm waiting for things to arrive, but everything I've done online so far. And as far as economics, I totally agree with Jen. There were a few things that I had throughout school, like learning how to balance checkbook and things like that, everyday sort of mathematics, but no one else I know had anything like that. And it's kind of scary because it's really left up to your parents to sit you down and teach you
yeah.
how to balance a checkbook.
Right.
And who
and
does
a lot
that,
of,
really?
Well,
yeah,
that's, yeah. Well, they don't know how to do it themselves, so they don't do it. 43% of the people in the survey say they don't have a penny in the bank. No rainy day savings, nothing for emergencies. The credit card payments that they make are the minimum month to month. Can you imagine how that's stacking up? So let's take an example of somebody who didn't live by that code. Jay Leno was interviewed on CNBC yesterday. A fascinating conversation. He's doing his Jay's Garage now on CNBC, so they pay a lot of attention to him because it's number one show on CNBC now, and you can understand why that might be. So he said, and I know I've actually been around Jay a number of times. I like him a lot. He's from my neck of the woods, grew up in North Andover, Massachusetts. He always tinkered with cars, loved them, took an engine apart when he was 12 years old and rebuilt it. He had a job working as a mechanic at a dealership in Natick, Massachusetts, the next town to me. That was his first real paying job. And he said in this interview, when he was younger, working at the garage, he spent the money that he made. He was, at that age, 19, he was making the rounds of some of the local comedy clubs in the Boston area. So he lived on the money he made as a comedian, and he saved the money that he made as a car mechanic. And he said, when I started to get famous, the money I was making as a comedian was more, way more than the money I was making at the car dealership. So I would bank that and spend the car dealership money. So he admitted in the interview, remember, this guy was making 30 million bucks a year and was the host of The Tonight Show from 1992 until 2012. So he had 30 years of making that kind of dough. He said, when I got to The Tonight Show, I made sure that I was doing at least 150 comedy show gigs a year, so I never touched the principal. I have never touched a dime of the money I made on The Tonight Show. Can you imagine?
$30 million a year?
$30 million a year.
Wow. Is that what Jimmy Fallon makes now?
Touch. He's at 25, I think. They gave him 24, wow. 25, something like that. But can you imagine?
That's incredible.
Having that much discipline?
Yeah.
That, you know, he's very conservative politically and conservative, obviously, in the way he handles his affairs. So he says, I was determined because I saw my folks struggle when I got to be the age that I am right now, and he's the same age as I am. A lot of people have nothing because they've blown it. I put my money in a hammock, he said. I'm glad I got that hammock.
But when you have that much in your hammock and it's kind of sagging that much now from all the weight, you can't take it with you. I mean, what is he?
And he doesn't have any children either, by the way.
Really?
So who knows what he does with it. But I find that the discipline, the thing that attracts me to this information, is the fact that he's got all that money from 1992 to 2012, so that's 30 years, right? 30 years of, no, it's not 30 years, it's 20 years. Is it 20 years? Yeah, 2012, 20, yeah, it's 20 years.
20,
so,
yeah.
Carson.
That's still okay. That's
but
still a pretty big hammock.
Yeah, that's still half a billion. That's like $500 million if he didn't make 30 every year. So he's got that money stashed away or invested, and he never has to worry about anything for the rest of his life. He lives now on the money he makes from the Jay Leno's garage and the gigs, which
makes me love him even more, right?
I'm betting that his gigs, I would bet you that most of his successful gigs are in the $400,000 to $500,000 range. So you
probably
do a couple of those a week.
Yeah.
That's
corporations
good.
Would hire him for a night.
Sure. So there's a word to the wise. That's pretty good. Think about that, folks, as you're spending all the dough you don't have.
That's right.
It's 19 past the hour here with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Den, too.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays. More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship. Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples Associate for details.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of unlimited with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Enjoy unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data starting at $20 per month per line for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. It's the best price for unlimited. You'll never have to worry about running out of data or surprise overage charges again. All on a network that is within 1% reliability of Verizon and AT&T and is better than T-Mobile. So go ahead, watch all your favorite holiday movies and download all your favorite cookie recipes. Don't let a 1% difference limit your freedom. Live unlimited. Dash to a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Includes lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18 after pay additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p. Needs up to 500 kilobits per second and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion or liability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Hoo-ha.
All of the other reindeer,
la, la,
used to laugh and call him names.
La, la.
They never let poor Rudolph,
no,
join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Burl Ives, one of the most popular figures when I was a child, as an entertainer, singer, actor, that face. He could have been Santa Claus, as far as I was concerned.
No, Carly Fiorina's that face.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Come on.
I see. Okay.
No, but wasn't he was in Rudolph? I mean, one of the most awesome holiday specials, right?
Yeah. And so this song, number 30 on the international list of best-selling and most downloaded tunes from Billboard. Who doesn't know the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Any number of incarnations. The one that Gene Autry sings is also very, very popular. It's just one of those. This is the kind of stuff that I like to listen to. I'm not into the sacred Christmas music. I think this Christmas for me is not a religious holiday. It's a philosophical sort of spiritual time to get us all around the world in sync. And I think more people are in sync at this time of year than any other time of the year. The goodness that comes from people. I thought it was great when I was a kid. Oh, yeah, Jesus' birthday is the 25th of December. Mm-hmm. Nonsense.
But the idea of Christmas is Christ. I mean,
right. Yeah.
Without Jesus, we wouldn't be celebrating the day.
Well, we don't celebrate the day, really. We look at what we've been talking about during this half hour. Talking about how much money we spent for presents to give to people. It hasn't got anything to do with Jesus.
The
symbol of the gifts.
Yeah,
I suppose. Maybe you could make
I mean, we're just not handing out frankincense and myrrh now. It's the Amazon Echo.
Okay. I'll take some frankincense, please, this year. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Yeah,
keep your frankincense, Frankenstein.
A lot of people are talking about the passing of Alan Thicke. As you know, he died after suffering from a heart attack. I used that opportunity earlier today to talk about what you're doing with your body. And Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I will talk about it later on, what it tells you about you knowing what's going on in your body. So this is Robin Thicke. who has broken his sound. There were three sons, I believe. He was playing hockey with his youngest, who was 19 years old. But Robin Thicke says he's lost without his father. A lot of celebrity tributes to this guy. He's very well known, more than you would have thought.
Right.
Robin posted on Instagram, my father passed away. He was the best man I ever knew, my best friend. Let's all rejoice and celebrate the joy he brought to every room he was in. We love you, Alan Thicke. Thank you for your love.
He was really kind of like a pop culture icon. I mean,
yeah.
Growing Pains, I think, was on for 7 years, and it was important, I think, to culture. But afterwards, he sort of became a caricature. You know, he was kind of like, he played like the dopey, funny guy. And, he kind of owned it. I mean, definitely if anybody on that show, he's the one that stood out in the years after it was over. I mean,
Leonardo DiCaprio, too.
Yeah, so. But Leonardo, I mean, you know, like a couple of days he was on that show. I mean, of the five, I mean, Kirk Cameron, right. Well, he was the icon, really.
Yeah. Hey, DiCaprio started on Growing Pains, if you don't remember that. He said, and he posted on social media, Alan knew how to harness the power of the entertainment industry to be a positive influence in so many lives, including mine. I will be forever grateful for the opportunity I had to work with Alan Thicke in my career. He had tremendous class, a huge heart, and he taught me and so many others the valuable lesson about humility and gratitude. That is a very important lesson for lots of people to learn. Lots of people don't know how to be humble or grateful, so it's neat to know. And a lot of the things that he was spokesperson for, he actually owned the companies. Very smart with his investments.
Yep. He was talking after he fell. Crazy.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
28 after the hour.
Statistical chances of living out your dreams. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's been demonstrated time and again that past behavior is the best predictor of future behavior. Statistics, though often twisted, can be used to help us gain significant information about the past or about that which has already occurred. But here's the thing. For all their usefulness, the reality is that statistics cannot tell us with certainty what will happen. When it comes to determining what will happen, well, that lies solely with you. Regardless of your past, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what any numbers from history say, the statistical chances of you living out your dreams lie completely with you. With a clear vision, hard work, and patience, you give yourself tremendous odds to achieve anything you want. For help staying motivated, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
The hour now on a Thursday, get together with DJ V, Doug Jen, and Victoria.
Kara Schill is in charge of our new studio in Washington. Nicely done. As we work our way through some of the people in the news today, sports news, Ryan Lochte is expecting a baby. I wonder how he's going to pull that off, because it's awful hard for a guy to have a baby. Wait a minute. Oh,
he has someone that can teach him the ABCs.
He's got a pregnant fiance,
right?
Kayla Ray Reed. So they announced it on Instagram that they're expecting their first child. How long have they been together? Do we know? Has it made a difference?
Since right after the Olympics.
So that was fast, because they got engaged on Dancing with the when he was doing Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I think they got engaged in October, and maybe they were dating a month or two before that.
So can we start a little gossip as to how far along she is?
Well, they posted a picture.
I've been digging around in here.
Yeah, I know, right? They posted a picture together underwater. They were in a pool, and he's kissing her quote-unquote belly, which I had to magnify the screen to even find, because she's super skinny. So it's obviously really early. She's a Playboy model. So there's, you know, she had some upper flotation devices, but she did not have any type of a belly.
What
she
could
literally
go wrong?
Looked like she just ate a
are
sandwich.
They really her upper flotation devices,
oh,
or
no.
Are they somebody else's?
No. They're aftermarket parts.
Yeah. They're hers now. I mean, what are you trying to say?
What a great reference. Aftermarket Buzz. That's very cool. I have to remember that one, Victoria.
Is that a common
aftermarket parts. Yeah. Very good. Ben Affleck is talking about his wife, Jennifer Garner, estranged from her. He's doing a lot of promotion for that horrible movie. I don't know. I don't want to see it because I don't like all that violence. Live by Night is what it's called. He's a great actor and a good director. I don't know how you sum up his career. He has been married to Jennifer Garner for, about 12 years. They have three children. And he talks about how wonderful his three children are, how he loves Jennifer, and I guess they're trying to reconcile. Is that the gossip? Do I have it down pretty much?
Seems to be the gossip that they have. I don't know that she's moving forward with the divorce. I don't think she's officially pulled the paperwork, but
they're sort of just paused.
Yeah, they seem to be pretty happy now in pictures. For a while there, you could see every time they were snapped, they just looked angry, and now they seem like they're always smiling, and maybe they're working it out.
Yeah, well,
I mean, she talks about him being the love of her life, and, you know, he deals with addiction issues. He's got gambling and alcohol problem. So, you know, I mean, a lot of times sex comes into that and cheating.
That's right. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
It's so easy in that circumstance to be able to go down that road because people are all over the place throwing themselves at you. Go that way. Yeah, right. Yeah, let's move on now. Who knows who... Trevor Tice, TrevorTice. Do you know his story?
No.
Who is the founder of Core Yoga, or Core Power Yoga?
I know what that is.
Because Meredith is heavily involved in it, but I don't know Core Power Yoga. Apparently, this guy has this. There are 9 jillion kinds of yoga that you can practice.
Yeah.
The bottom line is this guy was found dead in his house in San Diego. The other day, under suspicious circumstances. The more interesting, I mean, it's too bad this guy's dead, but to dig around more in the Core Power Yoga thing, this is a traditional yoga combo with high-intensity exercise. I don't know if it's like the bar stuff that Meredith does or not, but it sounds to me like something that, if you really are working at yoga, you can get a superb, superb workout. So he's got about 160 of these locations doing this around the country and making a lot of money. So maybe somebody decided they wanted a piece of it and he didn't want to give it to them, and makes for a good movie. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know what the suspicious circumstances are, but the company was growing. I mean, the studios...
Leaps and bounds.
Yeah. And people are really... Like you said, there's so many different types of yoga that people are into. And getting more of an aerobic workout in combined with the yoga. A lot of my friends who are into yoga are into that now. So, it's, you know, they said that the revenue was...
yoga? Did she, Jennifer, did she just say yogurt?
Did I sound like Chucker?
East Coast yogurt there,
Yogurt, right.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. Next up on the...
Which is weird, I never ever say that, but I'm around Chucker too much now.
That's it. Yep.
He's rubbing off on you.
Chucker is our movie guy. He's the funniest character. All right, let's see here. Let's identify Marquise Prather, P-R-A-T-H-E-R. Do you know who he is?
No.
This is one of those stories.
Why are you such a stumper today?
Yeah.
Well, I want your brains to be working. You've both been working very hard, and you're tired, so I got to get your brain in gear with a couple of searches. Marquise Prather is a New Jersey state trooper who was arrested yesterday for his offenses pulling over attractive women to ask them out. He was arrested for falsifying and tampering with public records to cover up what he does. Apparently, his... colleagues began investigating him after getting complaints from women. I mean, how stupid can you get? The women were between the ages of 20 and 35. He's 37. He would stop them and then ask for their phone numbers.
Wow.
So stupid.
And how many women probably felt like they had to give their number to get out of a ticket or whatever else? That's horrible.
Yeah.
And the state troopers in New Jersey are, like, that's difficult to get into. That's supposed to be the highest level of everything. Mm-hmm.
They're the best chasers in the country. Let's see. Where did we saw traps in New Jersey and North Carolina. Man, they're everywhere in North Carolina. Well, yesterday, driving through North Carolina to South Carolina. Nope. Not a, just kind of know where to go fast and where to not go fast. Got to do that. So this guy, you know, they started investigating because somebody looked at, after the complaints, they looked at his record. He's never pulled over a man. Ever.
That could be a dead giveaway.
Wow. That's crazy.
My, he says, his
look,
lawyer says,
he ain't
he's
one
not
of them
guilty.
Sickos, Dougie.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, here's another name to Google. You ready?
Oh, boy.
All right. Eric Schmidt-Matzen. E-R-I-C. You'll love this story. Well, it's a sad story, but it's a good story. Eric Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-T-T-M-A-T-Z-E-N. This is the story of a real life Santa Claus. When you see his picture, we ought to post this picture, if you will, Victoria, on our social media so people will see how much he looks like Santa Claus. He looks like the Santa Claus I always thought we had. He had a shtick as a Santa Claus. He's a mechanical engineer, president of his own engineering firm near Knoxville, Tennessee. Did you see a picture of him? Did you see a picture of this guy?
Is it Eric Smith? Schmidt. No, what's his last name?
M-A-T-Z-E-N. Well, his last name is probably hyphenated. S-C-H-M-I-T-T-M-A-T-Z-E-N.
Oh, wow. Oh, right? Wait till you see this.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm telling you. Look at this. And we'll post it on Facebook so you can see what he looks like. So this is a guy who plays Santa Claus because he looks like the real Santa Claus every single year in his community. Big guy, 300 pounds, 6 foot tall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he got home from work the other day. Phone was ringing. It was a nurse at the hospital who said that there was a 5-year-old boy who was very sick and dying, and he wanted to see Santa Claus. So this guy jumped in his car without putting on the Santa Claus outfit, and somehow or other there was a nurse at the hospital who had bought a toy from what they have, I guess, a local television shows gathering up these toys, and so she grabbed one of them. And she walked in the same time he did, gave him the toy, walked into the room. The boy was so weak, it looked like he was ready to go. He said, I sat down on his bed, and he asked the boy, say, what's this I hear about you're going to miss Christmas? There's no way you can miss Christmas. You're my number one elf. Ho, ho, ho. And the boy looked up and said, I am? Mm. And Santa Claus said, sure. And he gave him the present. The boy was so weak he couldn't really unwrap it. He saw what was inside of it. He flashed a big smile and said to Santa Claus, they say I'm going to die.
Aww.
And it was sad. But anyway, the reason I tell you the story, I mean, it could be an upper or a downer depending on how you look at it. It's kind of like some of the other stuff around that we hear and see, like what well, The Rock did on TV the other night.
But
with
for that boy, he got to meet Santa Claus. I mean, it's hard for us. Yeah. But, I mean, he died in Santa Claus's arms.
He did. Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So the fact that his wish was realized, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's the silver lining, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Jeez. That's the happiest and saddest story I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah, we all have tears in our eyes. So we better pause because there's nothing better when you have tears in your eyes than a good commercial. It's 44 past the hour with DJ V.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone. Just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings. Only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 26 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Beware the overstuffed school backpack. If you wonder why more kids than ever before are complaining about back and neck pain, it's likely because they're weighed down by backpacks crammed with everything from textbooks to laptops to musical instruments. Think about it. The Federal Consumer Product Safety Commission calculated that carrying a 12-pound backpack to and from school and lifting it 10 times a day for an entire school year puts a cumulative load on youngsters' bodies of 21,600 pounds. That's the equivalent of 6 mid-sized cars. And over time, as the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress's Sherry McAllister explains, that heavy weight can cause an unnatural alignment of the spine as students are forced to offset the pressure by arching the back or bending forward at the hips, a problem doctors of chiropractic are trained to address through drug-free, hands-on care. The Foundation's top tip for parents? Limit backpacks to no more than 10% of your child's weight. Call 866-901-3427 to find a doctor of chiropractic near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, what did I say we were going to do here? I'm trying to remember
what.
I
think you did
say. All right, no. So here's, I got one more name
in
my box.
Oh, the weather, you said. That's what you said.
All right, let's hold on to that for a second. The story of Tommy Thompson. Now, the Tommy Thompson you're thinking about was the governor of Wisconsin, right? Wasn't he cabinet member, too, in the Bush administration? You remember that Tommy Thompson? Everybody remember him?
Okay. I do.
Here's another Tommy Thompson. He was once one of the greatest treasure hunters of all time. He hauled gold out of the Atlantic in 1988, the richest gold discovery ever. And so he was accused of cheating his investors out of the money. Apparently, what happened, the story in the Washington Post is he'd hidden the money. And said that, you know, that he told his investors that somebody robbed him, and in fact he wasn't robbed. so he got and I just lost the story. This is what I don't like about I'm not having a piece of paper in front of me, or if I'm making reference to something, unless I know the story. I just saw the story and thought, this is cool. So what I do, I'm moving the bar up on my screen, and it disappears. So I can't tell you the rest of the story about Tommy Thompson.
At least we won't have a spoiler alert. That's good.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Technology. Yunga bunga lunga. All right. Weather outside is frightful. How cold is it in New York right now, Victoria?
Oh, like 8 degrees.
8 degrees. And what's the temperature in Washington at the moment, Kara?
Fuzzy, apparently. No, it's like 26 degrees.
Okay. 74 where I am, Jennifer. How about where it is, where you are?
I would say it's probably, if I went outside, it'd probably be about 55 degrees right now.
Yeah, right. Okay. You're going to have for today 16 only.
16 in New York. I was wrong.
Yeah, the Northeast will be gripped by really cold temperatures today only. Tomorrow it warms up. 50 on Saturday in New York, Washington, and up the East Coast. Yep. Very cold today, though. Be careful. 10 before the hour now at DJV.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Past the hour. My pleasure at this point every day to bring you Tech Talk. I'm bringing you Tech Talk, but the information comes from my colleagues. Victoria is pretty much on top of the tech stuff, so that's why I defer to her with a lot of this information, including the emails that you probably get from Yahoo if you have a Yahoo account. Last night, we'll bring you up to date on that. Google's top searched recipes, and then Apple in the news and Instagram. Let's see how much we can squeeze in here. Stand by. We'll get to this info in just a moment.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Reflection on the letter V. The best things in life are Vs, RVs, ATVs, SUVs, V. Making things soar in the outdoors, never bored. Saving money because I bundle the policies. Victory! Like beating Vikings at volleyball on a volcano. Try not to fall.
Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 50
35 after the hour here. Yahoo email account holders. There are 3 billion of you, apparently. I don't know how many. Maybe a billion or two. What's a billion or two?
I know, right at this point.
Right. So this thing has been going on now for a couple of years, and Yahoo went in what direction last night when you got your email, Victoria?
Basically saying, you know, you've probably been hacked. We don't know specifically what they took from you. It could have been your no social security numbers, I think, but it could have been your birth date, your address, your email passwords, things like that. So it basically all it told me to do was update my password, which I already did the first time they said they were hacked. So Yahoo, I mean, we talked about this a few months ago. Yahoo should just be a sort of a throwaway junk mail account, which is what I use it for. So I don't have anything important that's going in there.
Because
you can't trust the security.
Apple AirPods are here. What's an AirPod?
Well, these are the wireless earbuds that Apple was supposed to have on the market in October. And then they mysteriously said they're not ready yet. And that's all we heard. So now apparently they are here. I think Apple did this strategically to get it right in time for Christmas to get some buzz. So now everyone's apparently really excited about the AirPods. They're $159. They look exactly the same as the ones that you have now that are wired, except they just don't have a wire. So be careful, because these are going to fall out of your ear and you're going to lose one almost immediately.
So
$10 on Amazon, you can buy a little string to keep them together.
They're selling out faster than Hatchimals. I was looking at the information on Hatchimals, supposedly the catch of the season, these eggs that are flying off the shelves in every store.
Find them. I mean, this is like Cabbage Patch Kids when I was a kid. They're eggs that they're stuffed with these little penguin-y kind of looking animals. And basically the kid takes care of them, talks to them through the eggshell. Eventually the Hatchimals will hatch. And then you teach them how to talk, how to walk, how to do all kinds of stuff. So it's sort of like in the robot toy field.
Really? How much they cost?
$50 to $70, I think.
Really? Oh, I can get an egg cheaper than that at the diner. Next, Instagram has taken a page from Pinterest. How so?
This is really interesting. When you like something on Instagram, if you see an image, you can basically take a screenshot with your phone and then save it into your photos. Now, Instagram has made it so that you can actually bookmark all of your favorite Instagram posts, and when you go to your own profile, you'll have a page that only you can see where all of your saved images are. So you can have a vacation folder, you can have jewelry, this is going to be big for weddings, and DIY craft ideas. This is taking a big, big chunk from Pinterest, and I think this is only the first step that we're going to see with Instagram trying to take over all of the other platforms. They've already sort of taken a lot from Snapchat, and now Pinterest is obviously their next target.
Looks like Google has a lot of activity in the recipe department. A lot of people looking for a lot of things like shootings and celebrity deaths and stuff, but apparently comfort food was big, and we'll focus.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.